No.
You ever heard of furries?
Yeah, I've heard the word.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what it referred to.
All right. And say if a farmer has a good yield, you say that he raised a big
crop.
All right. Say if a farmer has a piece of land with a bunch of bushes and trees on it, he wants to put to cultivation. You'd say he had to do what to get the land, you know, fit to cultivate. If he's got a bunch of bushes and trees, he had to
cut down.
Okay, cut down. You ever heard of the expression, he cleared the land?
Yeah.
Okay, you say that farmer?
Cleared.
All right.
Cleared the land.
Okay. What about if a farmer cuts his hay off the field, and then when it grows back up the second time, have you ever heard that any particular phrase used for it coming back up again the second time?
No.
Okay, second cutting?
Never heard it.
All right. What about a crop that comes up, even though you didn't plant it, just comes up of its own accord? Any term to go
Don't know.
Ever heard of a volunteer crop?
No.
Okay. Any term for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Cleared land. I don't know.
Ever heard of new ground?
No.
All right. You know anything at all about wheat? That's okay, I'll ask you anyway.
I know about it as much as I know about farms and crops.
All right. Well, say if a farmer's just cut his wheat, do you have any idea what he might do with it? What he might he tie it up into or anything like that?
Bundles.
Okay, sure. Do you have any idea whether those bundles could be placed together and make something bigger?
Bales.
Okay.
Oh, that's hay, not wheat. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of shocking wheat or a shock of wheat?
No.
Just wild estimate. About how much corn would you say would be a good yield? Or what would be the quantity, the unit that you would use to express a quantity of wheat or quantity of corn?
No idea.
No idea at all. All right, let's see. You probably heard about people talk about a something basket of corn that would hold
a bushel.
Sure, sure, okay. So the plural form would be 40 to an acre.
Bushels.
All right. This grain that horses like to eat, oats. What would you say that you did to oats to separate the grain from the chaff? Or, you know, just beat them. Or have you ever heard a word that would cover that? It's almost kind of a biblical term.
Don't know.
Like thrashed?
Never heard it.
Okay, would you say it for me anyway?
Thrashed.
All right. Okay, I want to ask you about some uses of pronouns and phrases. Say if we have to do some kind of job together, you'd say that and have to do this.
You and I.
Okay. The job's not just for one of us, it's for...
Both of us.
All right. Say if you and another fella are coming over to see me, again, using pronouns, you'd say that and are coming over.
He and I.
All right. And if you were going to identify yourself without using your name, you knock on the door and I say, who's there? You say, well, open the door, it's just.
Me.
All right. What about if it's another man? You say, oh, that's just.
Jesus' name, but it's just him.
Sure. All right. What about a woman? It's just.
Her.
All right. Several people, it's just.
Them.
All right. This expression, comparing how tall you are, you say that he's not as tall as.
I am.
Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as.
He is.
Okay. Or he can do it better than.
I can.
Say if a man had been running, and at the end of 2 miles, he just had to stop. That was it. You'd say that 2 miles is he could go.
Limit.
All right.
The maximum.
All right. Would you ever say it's the farthest he could go?
Yeah.
Or the furthest?
Mm-hmm. Farthest.
Which one?
Farthest.
Okay. All right. Some possessives. If something belongs to me, it's.
Yours.
All right. If it belongs to them, it's.
Theirs.
If it belongs to both of us, it's.
Ours.
Okay. If it belongs to him, it's.
His.
And if it belongs to her, it's.
Hers.
Okay.